Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
In which Apple gets glamorous, a look at Apple Park, its new headquarters, which could signal the tech industry's newfound love for splashy big architecture.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So Apple employees last month began testing the company's latest big idea, Apple Park. It's a lavish-like corporate campus, which would move 12,000 employees from Cupertino, California, to a 2.8 million square foot circular building that resembles a spaceship. Let's get more on Apple's big and sleek change up of scenery from the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle, patching in from San Francisco. Hi, Trip.
Hey, Tanya.
This fancy Apple Park campus, can you walk us through it? Can you give us a taste of Apple Park?
Sure. I mean, this is a project that Steve Jobs really initiated back in 2009. He wanted to bring a signature corporate campus to Silicon Valley, which hadn't really had one. And in working with the architect Norman Foster, developed this design that really looks like a spaceship that will descend on land formerly owned by HP. And it's going to be complemented by a very sophisticated theater that was designed, according to a few architects that worked on the project, to look like a MacBook Air suspended in space. It's going to have a carbon fiber roof that rests directly on circular glass walls that surround it. And so it'll give the illusion that this kind of carbon fiber roof is suspended in space. And it's really complicated, apparently, to design and then deliver, especially when you think about the fact that this is a earthquake-prone region of the country.
And this move from Apple seems to follow a trend. Companies like Facebook and Amazon and Alphabet, they're all coming up with these cutting-edge type architectural projects. Can you talk a little bit about this surge going on and this glamorization of building projects from these tech companies?
Absolutely. Apple really kicked this off in a lot of ways. But what we've seen is a rush to hire, I guess, big-name architects to come in and do design work and build buildings that are really more emblematic of the companies that are looking for these new headquarters. And these companies have taken on so much more significance globally and you know, just in terms of their influence over global capitalism and their influence over our daily lives. And now they're beginning to move towards corporate campuses that are representative of that. And it's a change for Silicon Valley and for the tech industry at large, because historically what the preference was kind of these kind of drab, low-slung buildings that are the type of office parks that you would see in suburban USA just about anywhere. And now we're seeing them look to build something that's really emblematic of their significance in the global economy.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about Apple Park, the new lavish Apple campus, and how it reflects a growing trend of splashy architecture in the tech world. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fetter & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So are there any concerns that such a departure from practicality, could this shift backfire? Could following this trend of splashiness slowly turn these tech giants into a different kind of company? Is there thought going into that?
Yeah, and according to one expert I spoke to, Louise Mazingo, who's written a book on corporate campuses, and who actually lives in the Bay Area, you know, she really sees this as being problematic because one of the advantages that these companies had when they were just in kind of suburban buildings, you know, that could be anywhere in the U.S. was they were interchangeable. They could move in and move out. They could make big risks, fail, you know, start new businesses. They weren't really beholden to the company that had them designed. And now we're getting to these campuses that are looking a lot more like the companies that inhabit them. I mean, for example, if you think about Facebook's building, you know, the interior, which was designed by Frank Gehry, has a lot of plywood featured. And some architecture critics have said, well, that's really representative of Mark Zuckerberg, who is known to wear hoodies and be really informal.
Right.
You know, so how does another company just hop into that space and say, oh, this is perfect for us, and it not feel like still very much a Facebook building if something were to happen to Facebook far off into the future?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where this new trend of splashiness goes from here and if it will impact, you know, if it will backfire. Thanks for the latest, Trip. Always appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Sonia.
For more on Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle's coverage of all things Apple, head to WSJ.com. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
Stand by for a new podcast experience. The Future of Everything podcast from the Wall Street Journal, coming Friday, May 19th.